Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. This is Payman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, I conduct these weekly conference calls in which I educate you about an important issue of freedom, the Constitution, the law and your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. And after that section, folks, I will be answering your individual questions about freedom issues that is challenging to you. No matter what government agency is harassing you, I'm here to help you understand your rights and live free. If you have not been to our website at livefreenow.org, folks, you want to go there because there's a lot of great free information available to you that you will not find any place else on the internet. Livefreenow.org is a website of Freedom Law School for those of you who are committed to living a free life. Folks, you want to live free? Guess what? Your prayers just been answered. Freedom Law School is the source you've been looking for education and assistance and help. That's right, folks. Freedom Law School can help you get these thieves and crooks off of your back if you want to. Because, folks, I've been saying this for over 25 years, for more than a quarter of a century, that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a huge fraud and a lie. Freedom Law School has had a $300,000 income tax reward for 19 years now. IRS agents, employees, and lawyers know about Freedom Law School. They know about our offer, the $300,000 income tax reward offer, yet none of the employees ever have attempted to claim Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. Why do you think that is? It's pretty obvious, folks. They know there is no law, folks. The whole thing is a scam. It's a fraud of the deep state. Folks, you are witnessing how the corrupt deep state has been attacking candidate Donald Trump since August of 2016. President Donald Trump right now for almost 2 years. And he's the president, folks. Imagine how they've screwed so many more Americans, so much more, for how many decades, because we have an out-of-control communist big government in America. You think I'm exaggerating, folks? I'm not. We do have a communist system. The community is taking care of people. We have a socialist system. The society takes care of you, not you. The society, the community. We have social security. What is that? That's socialism, communism, right? When the government takes from one, gives it to another. We have this progressive income tax. What is that? It's one of the 10 goals and planks of the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx. We just don't call it that. Now, the Democratic Party is outright communist, socialist. They just don't call themselves that. And we have a lot of Republicans in name only also. So Freedom Law School focuses the whole Constitution on all our rights and freedoms. Whether it's traffic tickets, civil rights violations, police, bureaucrats, but Freedom Law School focuses the most on the IRS because that's the one government agency that touches the lives of more Americans in an evil and hurtful way. Great numbers of Americans are paying 25% on their groceries and livelihood, slavery to the banks on their credit cards. Why? Because the deep government, big state, is stealing a part of your check, of your wealth, before you get it. That makes you poor. Now you have to use your credit card. You cannot pay your credit card in full at the end of the month. And you pay the evil banksters 25% interest. This is modern day slavery, folks, in this communist nation that used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now we have instead too often the land of the meek and the home of the indentured. And who is going to change it, folks? Who is going to take America to be a land, a government by the people, of the people, and for the people? Who is going to do it? We, the people ourselves. That's right, folks. We managed to get an outsider into the presidency. A billionaire, 70 years old, done it all, who wants to make himself a man in history by making America great again, Donald Trump. Yeah, I may not agree with everything he does, but I do agree with most of what he does, most of us do. He's only getting paid $1 a year because he's already a billionaire. So his only motivation, folks, is to make America and himself great. They go hand in hand. And the corrupt deep state hates it. The corrupt major media in this country that's owned by the big banks and their military-industrial complex, they hate that. They got a guy they cannot control. He's not a corrupt Bush, Clinton, McCain, Romney, Obama that needs their money to get elected. See, he didn't need their money to get elected. So we have a chance to get our country back like with President Andrew Jackson in the 1830s. It's the last time, folks, we had a real populist president that represented the interest of the forgotten average American. So Freedom Law School, folks, is instrumental in working with you to get our government back to the people, restore our freedoms, get rid of this income tax that's been misapplied to the American people to rip us off into slavery. I want you to be free. I want you to be prosperous. You have a right in this great nation to have a chance at freedom and prosperity. It's up to you to make it happen, but the chance is given when you're not enslaved from the get-go. Tonight I'm going to talk about the topic that's quite common discussed in the freedom patriot movement, the issue of whether when the IRS writes letters to you and other governmental agencies, and they write on there that your name is written in all capital letters. What does that mean? Does that signify anything important or not? We'll discuss and answer that question for you. Okay? If you've not been to Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, you want to go there and you're going to find the answer to many questions you want to ask. Type in Freedom Law School and the question you want, it'll come up. On YouTube, on that topic, the answer is given by Freedom Law School. Our blogtalkradio.com channel has it. On our weekly calls are listed on our website at livefreenow.org. They're there to look it up, folks. Just about every important freedom question that you want to know and need to know has been very likely covered in one of the previous conference calls of Freedom Law School. Yes. Take advantage of that, folks. It's there. The link is at our website at livefreenow.org. Be sure to go under Education Materials tab and go down the line and read the material there and watch the videos that are there, folks. You can listen to much of that as you drive your car. Okay? Just let it play on your smartphone and educate yourself in your car while you are stuck in traffic. So, folks, summertime is our slow season, and I get to answer more of your questions in more detail. Let's get to the topic of the call. Your name in all capital letters. Many governmental agencies, including the IRS, when they write letters to you, they put your name on the letters in all capital letters. Why is that? Does that mean anything? Of course, some of you have heard that in the rules of English language, the proper English, your name and name is written upper lower case. My name, Paymon, is capital P, small E-Y-M-O-N. But the IRS writes letters and puts my name in all caps. P-E-Y-M-O-N in all caps. What significance does that have? Well, you might have heard that when your name is in all capital letters, it's named for a corporate or fictional entities, like these big company names you see out there, that those are the ones that have it all in all caps. Also, dead people, you put their name capital letters. And so the theory goes that some of you have heard that when the IRS puts your name in all capital letters, they are not talking about you. They are talking about a fictional entity that sounds like you, sounds like it's your name, but it is not your name. It is a fiction. It's a straw man of you. The government, in other words, have made a straw man. They made a man made out of straw, so to speak, of you, sounds like you, looks like you, because the name is the same, Paymon with the head in all capital letters, but it is not you. And IRS and the courts are dragging you into the courts or some whatever legal administrative process that they're engaging you. And so, but they're not really looking at you. They're not addressing you, and they're addressing that straw man, that corporate debt fictional entity they made up themselves. And that's how they get jurisdiction or legal power over you. Otherwise, they do not have legal power over you. They get that power over you by tricking you into answering and responding as if you are that straw man. You are that dead corporate fictional entity. And so that's how the theory goes that they've enslaved the American people. The IRS, the court system, when they come after you, these things they do, they've done by playing tricks on you. And you did not realize that you voluntarily gave them legal jurisdiction over you by playing their game, by accepting the lie that you are that dead corporate fictional entity, straw man, because your name and you is upper lowercase. Other people also in the movement, I've heard what they've done, is they have copyrighted their name. And now your name is copyrighted. And therefore, no one can use your name without your permission. For them, just like a copyright. For a copyright to be used by somebody else, it's got to be, they got to get permission of you. Well, those are interesting concepts, interesting ideas. There's only one problem with those theories that you just heard me describe. And many of you have heard those theories just like I described it to you. How do I know? Remember, guys, I started in the tax honesty freedom movement way back in 1992, 26 years ago. I heard about the income tax fraud, the Federal Reserve, privately owned scam, that they make money out of thin air. It's not the part of the government. The New World Order. I heard about those things way back then. So I've been at it for a long time. And just like you, when I got into the movement, I was looking for the correct answers, the truth. And I attended every live or recorded seminar I could find to get my hands on to see what's going on. Before there was internet back then, folks, you had to go to live seminars or buy audio tapes of someone's seminars to learn what they know. So I did all that for all those years. I got to try this and try that. And this theory I just described you folks is another one of those baseless legal theories which are very common in the Freedom Patriot movement. And I call them patriot mythologies. They're myths. They're baseless. Just like there's no basis to the whole Trump-Russia collusion theory that the Communist Democrat Party has. There's no facts or evidence behind it. They just claim it. And what do? We tell them, well, show us the proof, CNN. Show us the proof, KNBC, New York Times, Washington Post. By all this corrupt major media that you claim there was a Russia conspiracy to interfere with the elections, where is the evidence of your theory being so after 2 years of investigation by the government? So this theory, folks, of your name in all capital letters, folks, is another baseless legal theory. There's just simply nothing to it. Why do they put your name in all capital letters? Here's the question comes up. I'll tell you why. I don't know exactly why every time, but I'll tell you this. I've run legal briefs for over 20 years, filing traffic tickets, IRS, and different things. And guess what? When I want to emphasize something, I either put that in some word or words in bold letters, in italics, underline it, or all caps. If I really want to emphasize it, I might do two of them. I might bold it and italicize. I might make it all caps and underline it. It is all for emphasis only. So it stands out because it makes it easier for whoever is looking at that piece of paper for the name to stand out, you know, amongst all the upper lowercase words that you read. It is really, folks, that simple. It's nothing complicated. The problem is, folks, in the freedom movement, we just are looking to live free. We know something stinks. Something's wrong in this corrupt system. And we have Americans have a blind faith in the judges. Oh, yes. Americans have a blind faith in the judiciary. They think the judiciary is a third independent branch of the government, a check on the other two branches of government, a check on the executive and legislative branch excesses. Yes. That is how it is supposed to be, but it's not really like that. The courts are very corrupt, too. All it takes, you know, is for executive branch lawyer, government lawyer, when he's in court, talk to his fellow buddy government worker judge. Yes, the judge is also a government employee. And say, judge, you can't read the law this way. This patriot guy says it. And things wouldn't work. The whole America system will fall apart. We're going to arrest bad guys, put them in jail, collect taxes to pay for, you know, this nation's defense from the terrorists and criminals in Russia and China and North Korea and Iran. All the warmongering they do, all these phony enemies. Okay? And so you gotta see it my way, Judge. You know, you read the Constitution and the law in this way that I tell you, Judge. And a judge will not say it that way, but will basically think and act like, yes, buddy, I understand, you're right. You know, if this guy, if we do all do it the way this guy says, we all have no government, no roads, no schools, no military. Oh, we can't have that because nothing would work that way. So, yes, government lawyer, buddy, buddy, the judge sees your way, and the judge is on appeal. They see it that same way, and the Supreme Court of the United States, they'll either agree with it or they'll ignore the crooked, fraudulent, illegal, unconstitutional decision of the courts of appeal to protect the corrupt deep state the way they've been doing things, folks. Okay? So in the freedom movement, by these theories, we're excusing the judge's corrupt behavior, folks. We lost our rights so much because the judge or judges and government lawyers colluded. They did the collusion, not Donald Trump and Russia. The judges and government lawyers, the Department of Injustice lawyers, they colluded, conspired, and they obstructed and perverted justice by deliberately and knowingly misread, misinterpret, and change the law to what fits their liking of what the law should be. That's why they're taking their rights away. It's not because they put your name in all capital letters. They made a straw man of you, and you unknowingly accept to be that straw man that they're getting you. No, that sounds wonderful. Just, you know, so you know, you get rid of your straw man, object your name in all capital letters, and whatever else, and therefore all of a sudden the judge is bound to listen to your argument and consider and rule on your argument, right? Wrong. The judges, folks, they have the power to ignore the law and ignore the facts. Yes. Folks, I cannot tell you how many times I've been to court myself, and I've seen others. You argue something in the court, in writing and orally, and in the court's decision, he won't even address it. He won't even talk about it. As if you never raised that issue at all. Or you raise an issue and the crooked judge changes your question, your issue, to something else, twists it into something else and rules against you. I've seen it happen in my own case and that of others. I've even seen the crooked judges ignore facts, change the facts of the case to fit their agenda. They ignore key parts of the case, the facts, that would be in the favor of the patriot. And other facts, they take them out of context and twist them and embellish them into something else. And the rule against you. Yes. American people do not know how corrupt our judiciary is. Let me give you one example, folks. President Donald Trump issued executive order given power to him by the Constitution and Congress to stop any and all foreigners he deems to be a security risk from coming to America. So under that authority, he should order, hey, these countries, nobody from these countries is going to come in the country. That's it. Oh, some communists in Hawaii, California, Wisconsin, these places go to their own buddy communist judges. Hey, buddy communist judge, we cannot have this thing stopping all these people from America. We have an international communist plan. We need all these foreigners come to America. We're going to give them food and schooling and health care for free, okay? And they come vote for us, the communists. We gave them all this money. We just tax the hell out of the Americans who are already here. That's our plan. Stop this Trump crazy guy. And the crooked judge, U.S. District Court judge, says, yeah. Oh, you're discriminating against Muslims. Bunch of utter nonsense. Okay? Oh, because that campaign trail, you talk about people come from these Muslim countries. And then that goes to Court of Appeal, the crooked Court of Appeal. Same thing, rubber stamps it. The courts do not even address the issue that in the Constitution and specific laws passed by Congress, the president can do that. They won't even discuss it. They just rule, oh, this is a violation of the First Amendment because you're discriminating against these people's religious beliefs. Well, folks, bottom line is, guess what? Foreigners have no rights. You have no rights in China. You have no rights in Germany or England or Saudi Arabia or South Africa. You're a foreigner. You have only rights given to you by that country, by the people. These foreigners have no rights in America either. It finally took the U.S. Supreme Court to, by 5-4 decision, okay, 5-4 decision of their relatively decent Supreme Court justices versus 4 communists on the Supreme Court to say, well, the president has that power or authority. He can do that. So if they're doing that to him, the president, they can do it to us. And they have done it to us for far worse. So they're not doing it to us because of all these patriot theories that somehow they tricked us into their jurisdiction. That's a big argument of all these patriot mythologies. That somehow, by trickery, deceit, by you respond to your name in all capital letters or something else, the government in the IRS tricked you into their jurisdiction. And that's how they try to steal your paycheck, your bank account, take your freedoms away. And that's one of the reasons, folks, we're not winning like we should. Because instead of relying upon real law that can and does work, like Freedom Law School has, for freedom law, myself and our students, people forgo these baseless legal fears which are guaranteed to lose because they're baseless. Utterly baseless. How can you win on a nonsense argument? You're going to lose. Guaranteed. If you want to see what works, go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. Under victories, look at my own wins against the IRS. Freedom Law School students' wins against the IRS. It's all documented. IRS's own admissions, tax court decisions against the IRS. It's all there. I beat the IRS $700,000that came after me. $700,000, folks. For over 10 years, they made a bunch of tax liens against me. Well, crooks, criminals, thieves. Took me 2 years and 9 months, and they admitted it was all wrong. They removed all the liens and zeroed it all out. Our students have won. I got a case. IRS assessed this guy, taxed them for over $4 million. $4 million, folks, plus. And I got the court decision. That whole thing was bogus, zeroed it all out. That works, folks. These are real victories. I'm not telling you this is, you know, somebody else has done it. I can show it to you, prove it to you. And that's one of the things you need to do. When someone tells you something, you say, where is the evidence? Show me this has worked. Show me you won with this thing, folks. You say Trump is a Russian, he's in Putin's hands, Russia. Show me the proof. Oh, we got it. Show me. Where is it? Oh, it's under investigation. Show me. And until you show something, ain't nothing to it. And, folks, by the way, just I want to add, all this propaganda here against Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, all these countries that are want to destroy America and nuclear bomb Israel is a bunch of utter propaganda, war propaganda lies. I myself am born in Iran, a Jewish family. Okay? It's a bunch of lies, folks. They want to get you by fear. Oh, they have to get us. Ooh, I don't want nobody to hurt us. As Americans, we got to defend ourselves. They use your fear. They misuse your natural self-defense of you and your family and our country to get you to go and murder a bunch of innocent people throughout the world, folks. Don't buy into it. And tell your friends about this stuff. Russia doesn't want to attack America. Heck, do you guys know that Saudi Arabia spends more military than Russia does? Yeah, Saudi Arabia, the little Arabic country with not even 30 million people. They spend more on military and guns. They're the biggest customer of U.S. government military contractors. That's why U.S. government supports that non-democracy kingdom, Saudi Arabia. They're not democracy. We're supposed to stand for democracy, but wait a minute. We're for a dictatorship by a king? Yeah. As long as they buy lots of our guns for our military contractors, they're our buddies. So don't buy that on any of the television networks, all this live propaganda. No one has the power to even try to mess with America. Why would they want to do that? So we nuclear bomb them 10 times worse? The leaders of these countries are not stupid or suicidal just like you. You didn't go attack somebody 10 times or 100 times more powerful than you. Because that would be stupid and suicidal. See, that's all excuse to tax you to death. We got to be strongest military. We need a stronger military. No! We can cut our military by 90%, folks, and I mean it. 90% would be perfectly safe. America has a military presence in over 100 countries around the world. Why are we defending Korea? South Korea or Europe, in Germany, England, France, you know, why are we in all these countries around the world, the troops? Why are we in Afghanistan stuff after all these years, since 2001? Why? It's not for benefit of the American people. The military contractors are the one making all the money for selling the guns and tanks. And they, we would use that money to buy congressmen with campaign contributions to buy their vote of the congressman. So, folks, we've got to cut the deep state. We don't need all this military investing, money. We don't need all of this social security and all the welfare. And we don't need income tax. Folks, social security is one of the most destructive things they've done to families. That's right. Social security has destroyed families. Why? Because in the old days, what happened before social security? Did our grandparents die of hunger, forced to eat dog food because they were so poor? No. We took care of our grandparents. They lived with the children. They gave us guidance, wisdom, experience. They played with our children while we were working. Okay, they helped us around the house with their, you know, doing this, that, the other, with the wisdom experience they got. Old people don't require much room to sleep or eat. You get older, you eat less and less. But now they don't need the family. They can go on their own. And they dump the young families. They no longer have grandmother helping the daughter raise the children, cook, help her cook, clean the house. Okay? It's all destroying the family. Instead of family be the governmental unit where we all take care of each other, protect each other, government takes everything. The master, the satanic, it's a satanic deep state system, folks. I'm telling you. This is satanic, folks. Think about that. The big state government is that satanic central control from the evil Satan based upon fear. Controlling you, stealing your money, leaving you in poverty, and then everybody has to depend to get money back from the government. Social Security, welfare, health insurance, home loans, low interest home loans guaranteed by government. In America, folks, 120 years ago, we had none of that. In 1900, we had none of that. America became the most prosperous country in the history of the world ever. Without a communist system, without the community society taking care of us, we didn't have a privately owned central bank that helped the banks make money out of thin air. That seal of money in the invisibility we don't see. This is all things, folks, that we got to understand and share with our friends and family members. So don't go for this baseless legal theories, folks. All they're going to do is help you lose. And you're going to say, oh, I tried that 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It didn't work. So when someone else wants to try to be free, don't try it. You'll lose. I did it. It didn't work for me. What did you do? Oh, same as you. No, you didn't do the same as me. Oh, yeah, I didn't file income tax. Yeah, but you relied upon the nonsense of your name in all capital letters. Straw man. Yellow French flag. Bankruptcy of the United States. You're a national citizen, state citizen, UCC. You're not using zip code on your mail. Somehow, sitting out of jurisdiction or other stuff, the government got jurisdiction over you by force, folks. They're forcing things upon us. They jam it down our throat with guns. The sheriffs, the marshals, these guys got guns to come and get you. They're not playing with games, with word games. You know, Manuel Noriega, the dictator in Panama, when America conquered Panama about 20 years ago under George Bush the Father, about 25 years ago, we went to conquer Panama under George Bush the Father, and Manuel Noriega, the general dictator of the country, was brought to the American courts, put on trial. You know what Manuel Noriega in court argued? He said, hey, federal district court judge, you cannot try me here because I'm the head of a sovereign state of Panama. And he's right. Manuel Noriega was the head of the sovereign state of Panama by their own system of laws, whatever they got. Then what the judge said? You hear in my court under my jurisdiction. And he had those U.S. marshals with guns and handcuffs on their belts right there controlling him. If you resist, try to run away, we beat you over there or shoot you. That's guns, folks. That's jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction over all of us by force. We got to get it back by educating ourselves first. Educating our fellow Americans second. And then taking action. Yes, I don't follow up income tax. And I believe the average American doesn't owe the income tax. And I think every American, red-blood American, should seriously consider not filing and paying income tax to this corrupt, evil, satanic, deep state big government central authority. Yes. I believe it's every one of our patriotic duty to do this, folks. God-given right and duty. To stand for good, to stand for the truth, and expose it. and stop fearing the enemy that's destroying us. You have that right, folks. So what you don't want to do is to fall for all the patriot mythology nonsense. Someone tells you something, demand proof, folks. There's a reason why Freedom Law School, folks, been around since 1996, and the IRS has not been able to close down Freedom Law School. They'll now be able to put me in prison. Folks, that's unheard of. Do you know that's unheard of in the history of the tax honesty movement? Since World War II days, for a leader of the tax honesty group not go to prison, Irvin Schiff, Lynn Meredith, Larkin Rose, not close you down. They've done that to all those guys. Except me, Freedom Law School. Why? Well, because I came from Iran, I realized how corrupt the government can be. It didn't take me long to realize, wow, this is really crooked. You know, I got out of those patriot mythologies like you were involved in pretty quickly. I got in started with patriot mythology. In 1992, I started with patriot mythology nonsense of adhesion contracts. Then I went to sovereign state citizenship and common law, your old Finch flag, and not using zip code, all this stuff. But by 1994 or 1995, I went to law library and looked stuff up, and I found out it's all garbage. I met some good people that knew what they were doing, taught me. Sean O'Connor, Dave Wellington, some of my good friends, Larry B. Craft, and started doing the right stuff, and I'll start teaching other people. And the IRS wants to shut Freedom Law School, but they can't. Okay? They are the enemy of the American people, the deep state in the IRS, the Department of Injustice, the CIA, the NSA. Folks, and the judges, the lower-level judges especially, they are the deep state. They are the power structure. They all have the power. Okay, the levers of power is in their hands in practice. Of course, they're owned by the big banks and their corporations. So, but we got to get it back, folks, with education. No way around it. And take action. Informed action. I can help you live free, folks. Freedom Law School, folks, has no sponsors, no corporate sponsor, no corporate grants, no government support. Our support comes from you, folks. These education material on our website for free, these conference calls, everything is supported by red-blooded, patriotic Americans like you. So to make a win-win out of it, folks, here's what I've done. And let me tell you this, folks. I learned when I was in my early 20s, in business, in any kind of business, the best way to do any kind of a deal is always make it win-win deal. I learned if you make a deal with somebody, make sure your other guy that you're dealing with, make sure he wins, and then you're going to win too in the process. If you take advantage of the guy and don't give him what he wants and he wins, he's not going to trust you, not going to come back to you, call you bad things because you've done bad things, not fair. Good to him, you're fair to him, you had him win, get what he wants. He's going to do more business with you, support you, tell other people, folks. That's how Freedom Law School has been built into the largest, oldest, most successful tax honesty freedom organization in history of the movement. So our freedom courses, folks, they come with a money-back guarantee, 100% unconditional, 90-day money-back guarantee. If you go under course packages on our website at livefreenow.org, course packages, the course called A Practical Road to Freedom is guaranteed. If it doesn't work for you, for $300 plus $20 shipping, send it back. Please send it back. You only pay $20 shipping for, you know, that I sent you. That's it. But I will give you that guarantee. Why? Because I know you will love it. I know it'll work for you. I know you'll learn so much. You're going to say, like other people told me, wow, Paymon, I learned so much from you in that $300 course, 20 hours of audio, an hour and a half video, 200 pages of paperwork. It's well worth more than what I paid you. I'm going to keep it. I need to listen to it every three, 4 years, refresh myself on my law and on my rights. Any other course you get with that course comes with the same money-back guarantee, because you all should have had that course or like it back in high school, in the government class, but you were denied that kind of education. We were all raised ignorant to the public school system. That's the problem we got. We all raised ignorant to the public school system, the government schools. So now the adults, many of you in your 30s, 40s, and 50s and older now, you have to start educating yourself. Remedial education, because you were not given it to it back then. So start with that. If you don't have $320, fine. Just send me $100 only. $100 only. You can make payments on the rest of it over the course of 2 months, 5 months. I don't care. If you can't afford $100, you have a problem. You need to go get a job. You need to go do something. Work a few more hours. Okay, you can afford that. Anybody can afford that. And from there, all of our courses and freedom packages, they you know, as you go up, folks, they all include that course called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1. And you can, as you go up through our courses to the ultimate freedom package called the Royal Freedom Package, which is what all of you want. Y'all want that Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, Ferrari? That's it, folks. That is the Royal Freedom Package. They get you everything you want, totally. Get your education that you want. Helps you write your congressman to affect change that we need. Gives you unlimited consultation, unlimited. All you need, questions answered, all you want. Any questions, concerns? I will be there to answer questions for you. And legal defense fund to keep you out of jail and keep the IRS out of your pocketbook and paycheck and bank account and your property. Everything done for you. All the letter writing done for you. If the IRS wanted to put you in jail, even the lawyers are paid for you. But some of you cannot afford $6,000 to start and $4,500, $4,000 a year renewal after that. So you can put a third down, put $2,000 down, make payments on the rest of the $6,000. Or if you cannot afford that, start from a lower package. The Beginner's Freedom Package, the Level 1 course I mentioned to you. Start anywhere and move up in time, in 2 months, in a year. It's totally up to you. And be sure, meanwhile, to take advantage of all the conference calls that I use on YouTube channel at Freedom Law School and on Blog Talk Radio, folks. Educate at our website. I'm putting more of these conference calls on our website also on particular subjects. Just on our education material, you're going to get so much information there. Right on our website. I put so much there for you, folks. You can have weeks of study right there, free. Be sure to sign up for our email list to get our information package mailed to you, because I'm going to educate you by email also over time. So with that, folks, I'm going to go now to your questions and get all your questions answered. Now, because the IRS could be spying on any of us, and this is a public conference call, to protect your privacy, folks, you should not give me your last name. Only your first name is enough. In fact, if you want, you can even use a fake pseudonym. I don't care. As long as your question gets answered and you get what you want and other people get educated and helped by your question, I'm happy. So when I bring you on, tell me if your first name. Tell me if you have a free Freedom Education Package, and then your question. So let's go to the call we have from area code 347. You're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. What is your first name? Caller from area code 347. What is your first name, my friend? You have a question?
So we may be able to get away. Let me see what Patrick puts into.
Hello? Okay. I think he has a TV on and listening, and I can hear him. So he doesn't have a question. Apparently, he's not listening and not paying attention. Does anybody else have a question? If you do, please push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that lets me know that you have a question. Then I will unmute you, and that way you can ask your question. So we have another caller right now from area code 661. Area code, just raise your hand by pushing 1 on your telephone keypad. Good job, my friend. I'm going to unmute you. Give me your first name. Tell me if you have Freedom Law School's free education package. And then your question, please.
My name is Steve. I do have your Freedom Law School package. In fact, I just listened to your DVD with Joe Bannister today. It was fascinating. So my question is, I have a W-9 that I signed quite a few years ago with a investment firm, and I'm not ready to close that account. I'm wondering, now when I do file a tax return, I end up owing zero tax because I don't hit the capital gain minimum to be taxed, basically, but I still don't want to file. And I'm wondering what would happen if I didn't file, but I have that W-9 out there and they do 1099 me.
Well, that's a good question. As far as when the IRS may come after you, I got to ask you some more detailed questions. How much do you make from that investment income cap, you know, whatever? How much do you get paid, dividends, royalties, whatever? How do you get paid? How much approximately each year?
It's probably something around $30,000, that kind of thing. And I think the minimum when you file jointly is $77,000.
$30,000 of what? Dividends, royalties, capital gains, all that combination? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's all a combination.
Okay. Do you work? Do you do anything else for a living? Any source of any income?
The only other income that I have is from rental properties, which I did sign a W-9 with them also, but I think I could get that one taken back. I think I could work with them or find a different property manager, that type of thing, because right now they do 1099 me, but I think I could get that one taken back.
Okay.
But
how much is that?
Even with that, I don't hit the $77,000.
How much is your rental prop receipts per month or per year?
What is it? It's under 20.
Okay. All right. And that is it, correct?
Yes.
How about your wife? Does she do anything?
Nope. We are retired.
You're retired. Okay. Well, and do you get Social Security also or not?
No, we're only 46 years old.
Okay, I thought you sounded younger than me. I'm 55. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure who gave you a number, Steve, but the IRS, you know, could come after you for $30,000, you know, of having investment income. So I'm not sure who gave you that advice at $30,000. IRS will leave you alone. Okay? Because they only give you about $12,000 exemption per person. So above $12,000, they can come after you. Okay? But they have not. Well, good for you. Lucky for you. So far, they left you alone. Knock on wood. But that could change tomorrow or next month or next year. They could all of a sudden come after you for several years and, you know, for that.
Well, now, I filed every year up until, I filed every year. I still filed last year, and I'm looking at this next year of possibly not filing, but I was worried that they would come after me. But when I do file, it still comes back with I owe zero tax liability to the IRS. And that's why I thought if I didn't file, they probably wouldn't mess with me.
So let me ask you, when you file, how do you expense out? You file with your wife, right?
Yes.
Okay. How do you expense out over $10,000, about $10,000?
Well, I can't
Hold on. You saw insured that investment income of $30,000 and about maybe $15,000, $20,000 of rental properties. That's about $45,000, maybe $50,000, right? Combined. You and your wife total, correct?
Correct.
Now, how do you show that you made, let's say, $45,000, you and your wife? How do you show that you have at least $21,000 of expenses to make that tax zero?
Well, I have a tax guy, and when he did it, he would just tell me, yeah, you owe the federal government $0. I haven't gone through the detailed parts of the tax return, so I'm not positive about all of that. But when I did look up, because basically all of my money is considered capital gains as far as I know. And if you don't make over $77,000 when filing jointly, your tax liability is zero. That's what I thought.
Where did you get that?
I looked it up online. Which doesn't make it true.
Well, I'm not into the filing system at all. Okay. Really, I'm not an expert on that. So I'm going to look it up right now. Capital gains exemption. You know, how much that is? $77,000 is exempt, is what you're telling me. Okay. You know, although I don't deal with that, I heard a lot about different things also. Okay. But I don't see nothing like that anywhere. I don't know who gave you that $77,000 odd number that as a married couple, the first $77,000 is exempt. That's just totally something out of the left field I've never heard about.
Oh, yeah, I
just
did like a...
HRM Block. HRM Block, your tax expert. Capital gains exemption article came up. All right? Okay? Guess what? There's nothing at all about the first $77,000 being exempt. That's false. Your tax guy is charging you money and greasing your skids for the IRS to put you in prison. Because if your tax 1040 income tax confession form gets questioned or audited, okay, and you see, you know, what is it? You're going to go to prison. Because bottom line is that he's wrong. Okay?
Well, that sucks.
Short-term gains are taxable at 15%. Okay, so you got to find out, get a more detailed answer of what he's talking about. Long-term capital gains on listed stocks and equity mutual funds are not taxable according to HRM Block. However, the short-term gains are taxable at 15%. And most of our stuff out there is short-term gains, not long-term. So you got to... you know what is being put on that 1040 income tax confession form. Okay. Before you send it in. You need to understand it. I've heard so often from people, folks, okay, and Steve is just one of them. Oh, I have a great tax guy. I pay zero income tax. Okay. Really, how? You know, you can only expense so much. Okay? So much you can expense out. You know, you got to live on something, and the government, in their head, $12,000 per man, per woman is exempt. Above $24,000 for a couple, you got to pay income tax. So you need to understand what he's doing for you, and you need to look things up. And so maybe he's already grease the skids for your previous years. I cannot get you out of the previous years. But I wouldn't file something that I don't understand because that's worse than not filing. That's far worse. If you don't file, all that can come after you under Section 7201 of the IRS Code is failed to file a tax return, which is 1 year prison sentence. I'm sorry, 7203. You can go online, look it up, type it on your internet browser, 26 space USC space 7203, it'll come up. That's for willful failure to file or pay a tax. It's 1 year maximum jail. But if you have this false expenses, all this kind of stuff, on the IRS Code Section 7206, you can be charged with fraud and false statements. Okay? That's 3 years, not prison. Three times as long. Okay? Now, on top of that, under Section 7207, you get 1 more year for fraudulent returns, statements, or other documents. 4 years you got right there for as a filer when your return is wrong versus 1 year for non-filer. Now, in both cases, it could come out just for tax evasion as a filer or non-filer. That's another 5 years on top of that. So, at most, non-filer, 6 years. Filer, you got 9 years. As a non-filer, you have to pay nobody to prepare those wrong returns for you. Okay? So you need to understand this stuff before you sign that penalty of perjury clause on those 1040 forms, which is you state everything under oath that you may be prosecuted if you make a mistake or lie. That's a hell of a big thing, hell of a big problem. You got to, so get your previous 1040s. And on the conference call, I can go over one of them for you at no charge at an upcoming conference call. I'll do one of them free, just to analyze it for you and everybody else. Usually, I'll only up to 10 pages of review on the conference call for free, but yours could be longer. That's okay. Call next week with your return. I will not talk about your name, of course, for privacy. And let's go with that. Okay. Now, I would suggest something else, my friend. You're a 46-year-old. You sound like an intelligent, able, healthy man. You're in the peak of your productivity. Do something else, my friend. Since you got all this investment income and rental income, passive income without the work, make anything and make more of it, my friend. Okay? And I can help you. You know, I got a course on how to buy real estate, a home without a tax return, without credit, with bad credits, with a little bit or no money down, but, of course, the more money down payment, the better. And put your intelligent talents to good use, my friend. That would be my suggestion to you. Does that help answer your question, Steve?
It definitely does. I really appreciate it.
Any other questions?
No, that ought to do it. I did send you a personal message on Facebook, just so you know. I had an offer for you, so read that and
okay.
Let me know what you think.
No problem. Now, let me address Facebook for all of you while you're at it, folks. Okay, some of you find us on Facebook. You don't want to message me on Facebook. Facebook is a private platform owned by socialist Zionists. Okay, these guys want to censor freedom. They're communists. Okay, they filter your stuff you put on there on Facebook. They control it. They watch it. And it's a private forum. Whatever you put on Facebook, you voluntarily put it on there. You let the CIA, FBI, IRS, your enemies know potentially what's going on with you or your life. So you don't want to give up that privacy. Instead, call film law schools, call the conference call anonymously. Even emailing film law schools is much better than going on Facebook. Okay, so I'll read your message, but I will not answer you there, because also I don't answer on Facebook because it takes too long to type an answer and grammar and spell check it. You know, I can talk a lot faster, more clearly without spelling and grammar checking, right? I just don't have enough time. I'll let you don't. Okay, I'm very busy. So you want to ask a question of me on here, my friend, I'll be able to answer for you right now.
Okay, well, this wasn't a tax thing per se, so it was just it was more of a business thing. So if you read it,
yeah,
and you want to talk about it, just send me back, call me, and I'll call.
Yes, we'll do it by telephone. Yes, telephone's the best way to go. I got it. I know what you're talking about. Okay. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
All right, no worries.
Okay, let's go to another caller, my friend. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you calling and asking a question for others to also learn from, folks. I do these calls. One reason is all of you get to learn from each other's questions and answers. And we have a caller now from area code 408 with a question. Please give me your first name.
My name is Dominic. My name is Dominic, and I do not have the Freedom Package.
Okay, Dominic.
My question.
So I suggest you go to liftfreenow.org and get that later on. But what's on your mind, my friend? Yes.
My question is, in 2015, I filed the Cracking the Code Pete Hendrickson's way to have zero income for taxes purposes. The IRS sent me $5,000. I owed $6,000 initially, you know, the traditional way. And then the IRS sent me back $5,400 that way. And then the state of California sent me nothing. And then 2016, I did the same thing. They were supposed to pay me $10,000. I added in Social Security and Medi-Cal, and I received nothing back from them. And then they sent me letters trying to get me to pay them $20,000. The state of California paid me $1,500. And now I have letters from the IRS for 2015 that I owe them $15,000, 2015 that I owe them $20,000, and that 2016 I owe them $15,000. And I have been trying to respond to them. I had a stroke last year in March, and I've been trying to respond to them since that time. I sent two responses to them, and now they're trying to get me to go to court in next month, in August. And right now I don't know what to do because my brain's not able to concentrate the way I need to like before.
Well, Dominic, let me ask you a question. You're following the method of Mr. Pete Hendrickson. Have you followed all of the instructions and methodology that Mr. Pete Hendrickson on his website tells people to do? Have you done everything he says step by step?
Well, when you look at the information, it's very extensive, so it's kind of difficult because it's hard to follow ABC. It's kind of, for me, especially since I had my strokes, it's kind of overwhelming. So that's the problem. I think when I responded to them, I wasn't able to show exactly what I should have shown to keep them from messing with me.
Okay. Have you contacted Pete Hendrickson about this and
try
to get his help?
This
is his methodology.
Yeah, I tried to, but I haven't heard back from him. So I'm kind of worried because I'm supposed to.
Did you email him? Did you call him? How did you contact him?
I emailed him.
You emailed him. Explain your situation. Attach the documents.
Yes, I
sent
the
happened?
Documents and I explained to him.
When was that you emailed
him?
When did you email
him? Two emails. One I sent him in March, and the other one I sent him last month.
And neither time you got a response?
No.
In March and June. Okay. I tell you what. Go ahead and send it all to me because I'm curious about this. Because I talked to Pete Hendrickson just a few days ago. He claims the methods work all the time, every time.
Right.
And I told him with all due respect, I get calls from people like you. They tell me that it works for them sometimes, and sometimes it does not work.
Right.
The IRS is after them. He says every time someone uses a system, if they do it completely through, it always works for them every time.
But
I told him that would be very hard to know. How would you know? But I told that next time I get somebody calling me with that, I'll do a three-way call. I have Pete's telephone number.
Okay.
So what I'm
going
to get you Pete Hendrickson on the phone with me, and let's go through it. Okay? But you got to get the documents to me. For everything. I want you to write your scenario. I want you to write 1 to 2 pages about your scenario, all the stuff you told me, write it down, and all the paperwork, everything, so I can get it all to him.
Okay.
And then I'll do a three-week call. Let's find out. He claims this stuff works. He wants to persuade me to use his system. That's what I'm, look, I'm an open-minded guy to learn from anybody and everybody. If your system works, I'll do it, but I've seen it work sometimes, sometimes not work. With all the respect, I want to see that your stuff really works. Why these people call me it's not working? He says, well, because people like you have not done a system properly or completely haven't gone through.
I do believe that because I got the first check for 2015. I got my first check in 2015, but I just don't think I'm able to follow exactly what I needed to do or to respond when I got the letters from them. I tried to, but I think I didn't.
Well,
do
you
exactly
gotta.
Right
well, according to him, you gotta go to his website and do the follow up steps. Have
yeah,
you done
it,
that?
It's just an enormous amount of information on the website. So, like, once you search the subject or whatever letter you got from the IRS, you're going to get about 20 different responses from what people did. And so then you have to click on those letters and start trying to piece together what you have to do. It's not like it's not set up like ABC, so that's kind of the issue. It's just it's overwhelming for me. That's what it was.
Well, that's one thing you need to hear from you directly. That is not ABC.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. So that's something that you got to hear from you. Okay? So
yeah,
maybe he can get you the ABC himself, and then he'll help his website be better structured because people like you are getting harassed. So, again, give me your paperwork, my friend, because I don't use this system. I don't do it because I want people to have a much, in my opinion, it doesn't work as what Freedom Law School does, but I'm open to learning. I'm open to being someone doing better the job than me, winning, okay? So, but he's gone to jail with the IRS a bunch of years ago. Wrongfully, they probably put him in jail. But I don't want to misjudge the man. He's an intelligent guy. He gives a lot of good information. But I need to give him the benefit of the doubt. And so the only way I can help you with his system is you get that material to me and I get him on the phone, okay?
Okay. And what's the email that I send it to?
If you go to livefreenow.org, at the bottom of the page is a contact us link. Click on that.
Okay.
You know, and you can email us there and attach your paperwork documentation there to get the Freedom Law School. And maybe put it on there that you want to call tonight on July 19th, 2018, about the Pete Henningsen method. That I told you if you give me all the paperwork, I will get you on the phone 3-way with Pete Henningsen.
Okay.
Okay?
I will follow up as soon as possible. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome,
really
my friend.
I enjoyed hearing hearing what you're talking about. That's really outstanding. I tried the other system before with the, the freedom stuff, but it doesn't work.
Well, have you considered looking at Freedom Law School's courses? Have you looked at those at all?
Yes, but if I was just to get, I told you my situation. What would be the most affordable way for me to go to be where I'm at right now?
Like I said, the most affordable way for all of you to start is the first course called A Practical Road to Freedom, Level 1. Go to under Education Materials at livefreenow.org. I'm sorry, under Course Packages, and go down to A Practical Road to Freedom, Level 1. That's where you want to start with that for $300. Plus $20 shipping, you can send $100 or $200 and make payments on the rest of it. No problem.
And that will keep me out of prison?
Look, don't ask me for a silver bullet for $300. I never claimed that, so don't put words in my mouth. I never claimed that it was a magic
problem.
Bullet. It's a starting course about law, and you're right, you learn a lot more. And that will not guarantee you that will keep you out of prison. Okay? But you want to stay out of prison, what you should do is at livefreenow.org. I guess I'll have to walk you through that website a little bit. Go to livefreenow.org and go on to Education Materials. Go down to Educate Congress. Read the material there, the attachment there. Listen to the conference call link that I describe what's on that page. Okay? And then send that material in there to your congressman, all three of them, your two U.S. senators and your House of Representative member. Ask them to demand to show that you're wrong. Answer those concerns about income tax in there. And that will give you a very strong defense for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. It's also part of the Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package that Freedom Law School does, but you can do it yourself for free. If you want to go to do the work yourself, it's there for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Dominic. Take care, my friend.
Okay. You too.
Well,
thank
good you. Folks, these calls are go as long as you have questions. If the questions are answered, then I'll bid you good evening. I got a lot of work to do, and wish you all a good night. If someone else has another question, go ahead and raise your hand by pushing 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know that you have a question. Then I will unmute you so I can hear your question and answer your question for you. Any more questions? Okay. Since there is no more calls, I want to, again, Dominic and everybody else, folks, one of the first things you want to do is sign up at our website and get the free Freedom Education Package mailed to you, and on a regular basis, get emails that will educate you about freedom law and your rights. Number 2, go at livefreenow.org under education materials. Go down the list of education materials there and go step by step. Start with the eye-opening education. Read what's there. Read the links there. Watch the videos there on that page. Okay? And then you want to go to the income tax reward below that, the $300,000 income tax reward. And again, watch and read the links there. Now, on the $300,000 income tax reward page, on the top of that, folks, you see the 2-minute clip on the front page of it says, "Want to make a quick $300,000? That's only 2 minutes. Get that page to your friends and say, "Help me collect $300,000 in income tax now. I will split it with you." Okay? This is a great way to have fun with your friends, folks. Educate them. Follow with your friends. "Hey, what happened? Did you get that law? Come on. I need to make some money. I'll split it with you." And then, "Where's the law? How can we pay income tax if there's no law?" You know, you gradually get more assertive and question your friend about why does he file income tax if there's no law. He cannot find a law. But start with just getting to the greed button is the best way, okay, to get their curiosity to look at this issue closer. You do that, folks, and have fun at it, folks. I have fun. It is fun to tell the truth. It is fun to share the truth. It is fun to stand for something that matters. Important to stand for freedom for America, for all Americans, and helping you live a free, just, and prosperous, peaceful life. So have fun with it, folks, and tell your friends about our commerce calls, and I'll be back with you next Thursday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time Zone. Good night, everyone.